Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for GWBC Radio's Open for Business. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the WeBank National Conference 2022, and we're inside the GWBC booth, and we're joined with Jill Fry with Cummins Facility Services. She is with the Ohio River Valley, the group? What do they call them?
It's an RPO, and it's the Ohio River Valley RPO.
And then you're the co-hosts. Right, of this whole event.
Yes, we are. We're co-hosting with the Atlanta RPO, and we are rocking out. We're having so much fun. So we all have these awesome scarves that we're wearing.
The scarf's the giveaway.
Yeah,
Only special people get the scarves.
You are right, Lee. Only special people get to wear them.
Well, before we get into that side of what you're here for, talk about Cummins for a second.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate your time. Thanks for asking me to be on your show. Super
sure.
fun. So Cummins Facility Services, we're actually celebrating our 50th year in business this year. So it's a really great year for us. It's also the 25th anniversary for WeBank. So they're, half of our age. But anyway.
It's not a competition deal. But if it was, you'd be winning.
I'd be the oldest. That means I have more wisdom, right? Anyway, so we are a national facilities management company. We just branched off about 4 years ago, started doing technology, and we make buildings smarter. So after COVID, that's really been a popular thing. We can tell you how many people are in your building, how to better use your building during the hybrid situations that are going on now, how much food to make, how much energy to have every day. So we let your building talk to us so we can tell kind of what's going on. What's the temperatures in your building? What do you need more of? What do you need less of? How can we make it run better, cheaper, stronger, faster?
So 50 years ago, how smart were the buildings?
Oh my, they weren't very smart at all. That's a really good question, Lee. So a lot has changed. Actually, not a lot has changed in facilities management in terms of technology, right? But now we're really, with COVID and those new hybrid situations, we're really trying to take advantage of that and show how we can offer more solutions in a building so they can be smarter. Because 50 years ago, everybody came into work, right, dressed in
right,
their ties.
Exactly.
They smoked 50 years ago.
Yeah, different problems to
right?
deal with then.
The ceilings were black, right?
Right? You don't have that problem anymore.
No, it's amazing how evolution happens. We're all safer and we're all healthier.
Healthier. Wow. It's a win-win.
That's exactly right.
So now, how do you attack a conference like this WeBank conference?
Oh my gosh, we've had so much fun. So I've got about 6 people here and we all have matching tennis shoes. So
I know, that's a thing. I noticed that.
Yeah, they're blue and pink. They're really fun. So that's been awesome. We're called the Blue Shoe Crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And but we've really worked hard on making sure we're targeting the people that we want to do business with, the people that are in our footprint, right? And we've been working every week for the last 3 months, figuring out the booth setup, who we're attacking, our marketing. We have these fun wristbands that tell you our booth number, and then we're having happy hours. Hour every day at our booth, 5:13 from 3 to 4. So we're having wine and beer and everything. We have couches. People can sit. So we're making it very easy to do business with us.
That's right. To hang out at least.
Yeah. We've got this beautiful green wall with flowers on it. So people can do like their TikToks and their pictures and things like that.
You're ready for anything.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you guys one. So
well,
if you want to come for happy hour.
We'll be there.
Yeah, you have to have one of these to get in.
Oh, you can't just walk in.
No,
someone's got to invite you in.
It's VIP.
I could see that. All right.
Thanks, Stone.
So now, at the conference, Ohio Valley decided to partner with Atlanta to co-host this. How did that come about? Because there's 14 of you vying for this co-host spot, I'm sure.
Well, that's a really good question, Lee. Thank you for asking. So we hadn't been together for 3 years.
I know.
Because
it's been
of
a
the
minute.
Yeah.
There was a pandemic.
Yeah,
I don't know
if you heard. Yeah. So Columbus was supposed to host the event in 2020. And then that got canceled. And so Atlanta was on the ticket for 2022. So they said, hey, Atlanta, we're just going to split you up with with Columbus, or I'm sorry, with Cincinnati, with Ohio River Valley Group. And so that's how we got to share the hosting committee.
So then how do you share it here in this building today? Like, do you split duties? Or is it
we get to do it. We all do it together. Oh. So it's really fun. So the scarf has both cities on it. It has Cincinnati and has Atlanta skyline on it. And then, like, today for lunch, we're up on the stage. And so both host committees from Georgia and from Ohio were both up there.
Right.
So it's more fun. You know, it's more of a party. It's more of a sisterhood. We get to know more people, and we get to do fun things. So,
and it gives you a chance to really get to know the folks, right?
Whereas, exactly.
You know, there's 14 around the country, and you're kind of doing your own thing in your own area, and this just kind of brings you together.
Yep, that's very good, Lee. We have 14 RPOs, and then we have our national convention.
Right.
So it's been really fun to get to know that other RPO, and, you know, and it they're just like a sisterhood. So it's really great that we've got to enjoy that and get to know another city. You know, it's kind of like our second city.
So now, here at the event, are there speakers you're excited to see? Are there panels you're excited to hear?
Yeah. So we had the CEO of Accenture speak today at lunch, and he was fantastic. So that was really great. And there's just a lot of people that are just so happy to be here. And so they're just, you know, there's I think 5 different stages, and we have to download this app to hear each person speak. So it's not like
they had to give you headphones in order to do it right.
Yeah. So I really love it that WeBank is utilizing new technology to be safer, right? And to make sure that we are getting everybody involved, you know, and that it's just such a huge space, and we get to really throw all that technology into it, but yet, you know, just be one-on-one so you can really feel like you're in the space.
Right, because relationships are important, and this is the first time in forever that we all got together face-to-face.
There's a lot of girlfriend hugging going on, right? You're just like, oh my God, I miss you, I love you, right? I haven't seen you forever. I have seen probably 5 people, and they didn't know who I was, and I walked up to them like, oh my God, you're Jill Fry! Like, yes! And, you know, I talked to them on conferences
Zoom, right.
Like for years. They're like, oh my God, it's you.
There is a real Jill Fry.
Yeah. So it's been really fun to, like, that's what I've been doing, is just going around kind of meeting people that I've been talking to about the conference, right? Or about different committees I'm on or things like that. So that's been really wonderful, because my badge, you can't really see my name, or you don't like want to stare at it, right? But then I'm like, hey, Michelle Smith, you know, I was just talking to her at Nationwide. So it's just fun, you know, you get to like meet an old friend that you never met, that you like, it's like a pen pal or something.
Right. Now, talk up to the women that haven't got certified yet. Talk about why that's important and what you've gotten out of it yourself.
Yeah, so that's a really great question. There's a new scholarship program that went on here called the Collegiate Scholarship Women. And they're here, and they're just out of college, and they have women-owned businesses, but they're not certified. And so I was really pushing hard for them. I'm like, hey, they're here on a scholarship, but I'm like, you guys got to take that next step and get certified.
Right, you're almost at the finish line.
Exactly.
You're not there yet.
Yeah, so it's, even if you're not just coming out of college, right? If you're a woman-owned business, it's so important, because that's going to give you that documentation that building needs, or that facility or that business needs, right, to get you that business. So it's just kind of dotting the I and crossing the T. It's just really important to get that certification. But then it opens your doors so much to new women and new friends and new people to collaborate with, and, you know, just a whole new world out there. So it's worth getting your certificate and getting involved.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Cummins, what's the website?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's CumminsFS.com. And then we also have we have Facility Genius. That's, you'll see all those other companies on the Cummins website. But there's a lot going on in the tech world of how to utilize the buildings with the hybrids and all that fun stuff. So, but go to CumminsFS.com, CumminsFS.com.
Good stuff. Well, Jill, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Lee, you're awesome. Stone, you've been great too. Thank you. So fun.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you in a few at the WeBank National Conference.